The warlord dropped on all fours, peering through the board spaces to assure himself that the captives were still there, bound to the pier struts. Straightening up, he growled,
"Then get down there and take him alive, Scott. Alive, do you hear me? Get some of those otter slave fishing boats and cut him off, encircle him. But remember, I want him alive."
As the wheel mark went off to do his bidding, Rigu Felis turned to Grudel and his guards, who were grouped around the fire on the right lake shore.
"Over here, quick, all of you, follow Wheelmark's court."
Jifre and Pitru, newly fitted out with helmets, jerkins and spears, were among the group who hurried off to the left. As soon as the fire on the right was deserted, Big Colin and his crew emerged from the shadows. Thrusting their torches into the flames, then they began hurling them at the huge timber forces. Rigu Felis leaped aside as a blazing torch landed on the pier close to him. With his chainmail mask glittering weirdly in the light of the flames, he called urgently to the guards deployed on the left shore.
"Scott, get your command back over here. They're trying to fire the other side of the fortress."
The Wheelmark was lulled to leave the outlaw Shellhound uncaptured. He issued swift orders to Grudel.
"Skulket! Keep off your kits on shore. Send the rest out in the boats. Remember, he must be taken alive. The rest of you, follow me."
The otters they had been fighting suddenly dispersed into the darkness, leaving Scott's contingent a free path back. Jifa and Petru both wielded paddles in one of the six fishing coracles on the lake. In unexperienced paws, the little craft blundered about as Letho drew them away in wild chase. Once the left shore was clear of guards, the otters came out of the shadows again, making for the fire. They did exactly as Colin and his crew had. Igniting more torches from the blaze, they hurled them at the left side of the fortress, causing widespread confusion. Rigu Felis was screeching hoarsely as he ran hither and thither.
"Over here, some of you, Scott, split your troop. Get half of them round to the left side. Hurry!"
Logo Galedeep and Banya Streamdog slashed through the captives' bonds. In the chaos which reigned overhead, prisoners were the last thing on any foe beast's mind. Chab's young ones were strapped firmly to the backs of three champion stream battle swimmers. Banya and a few of her clanmates surrounded the two otter wives.
"Don't forget now, underwater and straight out. Follow the three carrying your little ones. They'll take you over to the right shore. We've spotted a landing place there that's well away from this lot, quiet and hidden. Move now, there ain't much time to waste."
Logo and some of his stalwarts pushed Chab and Wulky after them.
"Follow, Banya. No need to look back. We're right behind you, mateys."